The annual Bohemian Carnival got underway this week, and for the next 7 days, carnival lovers will have a chance to forget the freezing temperatures in Prague with masked balls, parades, and acrobatic performances. The event is an attempt to revive what was a major social event in days gone by, one that attracted big-name celebrities such as Mozart and Casanova. Rob Cameron has this report.
A group of clowns and jesters dressed in colourful harlequin costumes makes its entrance in a sumptuous ballroom inside the baroque walls of the Clam Gallus Palace in Husavar Street in the heart of the old town. Led by a drummer, the group entertains the audience dressed in powdered wigs, satin robes and the obligatory carnival masks. Say the word carnival and people usually think of the masked extravaganzas of Brazil or Venice. But for centuries, the carnival was the highlight of Prague's social season too. Some of the celebrations were breathtakingly lavish. In 1570, the Italian painter Giuseppe Arcimboldo built a huge papier-mâché model of Mount Etna on Prague's Old Town Square, erupting in a volcano of fireworks before disgorging a procession of terrified animals and aristocrats dressed as mythological figures. Then, in the early 19th century, the carnival was banned. The imperial authorities in Vienna were increasingly concerned at the raucous parties that sometimes got rather out of hand, and the straight-laced Austrian Chancellor Metternich put a stop to it. Organiser Zlatusza Miller explains.
They used masks to murder or to make sex or to do things which are not good. And the period of Metternich, they forbidden carnevale. They didn't like to have people in the masks.
There's no murder or indeed sex this evening, just some rather genteel baroque dancing. Zlatusza and her husband Rostislav, she's a stage designer, he's an architect, have almost single-handedly recreated the Prague carnival tradition, adding various events each year, such as a carnival for children and contests for the most beautiful mask. It's now in its sixth year, and it's gradually attracting curious visitors from further afield, as I found out by talking to two students, Nora from Hungary and Mara from Spain.
Well, in my country they are well known, especially in Canary Island, but not that kind of carnival, so aristocratic and baroque, and this is nice.
It's very sort of genteel and very aristocratic, as you say.
Yeah, sure. This is special carnival. Characteristical. Yeah.
In Venice, it's about masks, but here it has this profile, this baroque style, so it's really unique. I still think that not that much people know about it, because if you say carnival, everybody thinks about Venice and not about Prague. But maybe with time it will change.
Believe it or not, that's not such an ambitious goal. Village carnivals, known as Masopust in Czech, continued in the countryside after the Prague carnival was banned and remain a feature of country life to this day. So it's not such a stretch to imagine the tradition taking root in Prague again. After all, the famous Venice carnival didn't even exist 30 years ago. It was only revived by the Italians in the late 1970s. Organisers hope that with its menu of masked balls, costume contests and jaunty processions, they can do the same here as well.